Welcome to today's reflection. Whoever you are and whenever you're watching this, Christchurch Selly Park welcomes you. We've been looking at different biblical pictures of the church over these past few weeks. I wonder which has spoken most to you. One of the things that stands out to me is the centrality of Jesus in all of these pictures. Jesus as the firstborn in the family of God. Jesus as head of the body, Jesus as the foundation stone of the church, Jesus as the groom for whom the bride makes herself ready. In a moment from Alan, we're going to hear yet another beautiful picture of Jesus in relation to his church. So let's start this morning by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Here are some verses of scripture which will help us do just that. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Lord Jesus, we join together to worship you for who you are. As we hear your word this morning and listen to this reflection, may we learn more of you, our wonderful Saviour, and of our relationship with you as your church. Amen. So now, Trevor's going to read to us from the Bible Before Alan reflects on our next picture of the church, Jesus as the shepherd and the church as the flock.
This morning's lesson is from St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, reading from verse 11. It's Jesus speaking. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered round him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, let us tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our next talk in the series, Being Church in a COVID World. Today we come to our sixth image of the church in the New Testament. We've looked at church as a family, as a body, as a building, as an army, and as a bride. And today we consider the image of God's people as a flock and God as a shepherd. Now, this is a common picture in the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's used of God and the people of Israel. For example, in Psalm 80 verse 1, it says, Hear us, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. And in Psalm 95 verse 7, For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. And in the New Testament, Jesus identifies himself as the shepherd and his followers as the flock. In fact, he calls himself the good shepherd, in contrast to the bad shepherd or the bad leaders that God's people had experienced. And in these difficult times of COVID-19, I think we can draw comfort individually and as a flock, as a community, from the truth that Jesus is our good shepherd. In the physical sense, we are scattered, and we've no idea when we can meet together as a whole church again. Some of you I've not seen physically or even online for about 8 months. I don't know how some of you are or how the last months have been for you. We're scattered, but draw comfort and strength from the fact that Jesus knows exactly where you are, how you feel, and what you need. He's with us each day, every minute of each day. So a few encouragements from our reading, John chapter 10. Firstly, the shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus says this twice in verse 11 and verse 15. We know this, don't we? Jesus came to earth to die on a cross in our place, to take away our sin, our guilt, and our shame. Through his death, we gain life. And we've seen in John 10 how Jesus gave his life willingly, the Son fulfilling the Father's plan. They're both together in this. And in verse 30, Jesus declares that he and the Father are one. A clear statement of his divine nature. He is both God and man. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And secondly, there is only one flock and one shepherd. Verse 16. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Notice that all are welcome into this flock. And from God's perspective, there is only one flock, one church. How sad it must be when the church is divided or splits or denominations openly criticise one another. That must hurt the father. Possibly nothing hurts a parent more than when the children fall out. And at Christ Church, we can have different views and opinions, but let's seek to maintain our unity and our love for one another. It's also worth saying at this point that the New Testament talks about Christian leaders as shepherds under the authority of God. It's probably the most common biblical image of leadership, that of the shepherd. And in 1 Peter 5, it tells us that church leaders are to follow Jesus' example of sacrifice and servanthood. Pastoring because they want to, not for personal gain and benefit. They're not to lord it over the flock, i.e. boss us around and tell us what to do. And at this point, I want to just pause and thank God for those who are currently leading us in the vacancy. I think they've done a brilliant job pastoring and caring for us. They've been good shepherds with a servant heart. And I pray too that when we do get a new vicar, that they too will be a godly shepherd. But in these COVID times, it's perhaps good to ask ourselves, who are we following? Who are we looking to guide us when we're scattered as a congregation? See, sheep are not the most intelligent animals and they can easily stray. I remember several years ago, my wife Kathy and myself were walking with a group in the Black Mountains in Wales. And we looked up and we saw these sheep walking along this high, narrow crag towards the end, all walking in line, following the leader. And we thought, oh dear, what's going to happen? Are they all going to go over the edge? Unfortunately, they didn't. They stopped, which was a relief. But you can actually read on the internet true stories of where that's not been the case, and loads of sheep have gone over the cliff to their death. Sheep can easily be led astray. Now, I know in COVID times, many of us are using the internet to access church services, Christian websites, podcasts, etc. And there's a lot of good, solid, helpful stuff out there, and I'd encourage us to keep doing that. But there's also some helpful, unhelpful, and even some weird stuff out there. So let's be careful what and who we believe and follow. And if we're not sure, let's ask someone we trust to guide us and help us. So, there is only one flock and one shepherd. And finally, the sheep have a personal relationship with the shepherd. It says, they too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands. I think this is incredible and unique to Christianity, that Jesus speaks to us and he knows us. Psalm 23 picks up this thought tremendously. Listen to it. Listen to the verbs. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I've said many times in church, recommend that as something, a psalm to read every day. You might like to do that as we continue through lockdown. And the great thing about this relationship too with Jesus is that it's eternal. I give them eternal life, says Jesus. We are safe and secure with Jesus forever. Now it struck me that real sheep don't have a lot to do as far as I can see. I'm no shepherd, so I don't know for sure. But don't have a lot to do except eat grass and bleat. They don't seem to worry about where the next field will be, where they'll go to next, where they'll get their next lot of grass from. They leave that to the shepherd. They let him deal with the dangers and the threats and the big issues in their lives. They focus on day-to-day life. And I think this image of Jesus as a shepherd encourages us to do the same. We need to trust whether we're beside the green pastures or walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And as I finish, there's a beautiful image in Isaiah 40 verse 11 that I want to leave with you. Several years ago, a friend of ours gave us this carving. He's got a lamb around, carrying a lamb around his neck, and there's a sheep at his feet. And this image is a reflection of Isaiah 40 verse 11. So let me leave this with you. Maybe you want to imagine yourself as the lamb. It says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. May that be our experience individually and as a flock in these difficult times, that we will know Jesus as our good shepherd. Thank you.
Today's prayers are based on Psalm 23 and adapted from prayers that were published on the Faith and Worship website. Let us pray. Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7 says, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." Good Shepherd, within your embrace we are safe and secure. Within your embrace we know that we are precious in your sight. Within your embrace we feel the warmth of family and belonging. Within your embrace we grow and we are nurtured together as one flock, the people of your pasture, under your loving care and protection. Lord, help us to reflect that welcome and that protection and that love within the Christchurch community and throughout our neighbourhood. Good Shepherd, within your embrace we find comfort and healing. We bring to you those who are weak or struggling with physical, mental or spiritual health. You are the great healer, and we pray for healing of mind and body. We pause now to bring those before you in our Christchurch community and others known to us who are in need of that comfort and healing. We pray for the nation and the world as it struggles through the coronavirus pandemic. We thank you for the hope of a vaccine and pray for those working hard to bring this to fruition and to ensure its safe and efficient distribution. We pray that those who are still struggling or who are in hospital will find the comfort and healing in you. Good Shepherd, within your embrace we find justice. We bring to you the brave voices who cry out for freedom, those prepared to stand up and be heard without counting the cost. We pray for those who have been persecuted, imprisoned or tortured for their race, colour, caste or faith, for all Christians who have taken up the cross and know its weight and pain. Thank you particularly for those in our Selly Park community working for justice, both here, locally and also globally. And we pray that in our desperation to see the end of a pandemic, we won't forget justice, the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, and our prayers and our actions will be for them. Good Shepherd, within your embrace we find peace. We bring to you those orphaned, crippled or dispossessed by war. We pray for refugees wandering this earth in search of a home and for victims of strife and warfare, and for all those who've dedicated their lives to the search for peace and reconciliation. We think as well of our mission workers connected to this church who are seeking to share your peace and build your kingdom where you have placed them. We pray for the work that we support in Kenya, Cyprus, Tanzania and Bolivia. We close with words from Psalm 23. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, Father, Shepherd, may we know this blessing on our lives and our church now.
And so a prayer of blessing to end. Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep, draw us and all who hear his voice to be one flock within one fold. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.